Welcome to Campfire Stories with Polymath Panda, presented by Storytime Hero. Gather round the campfire, little ones. I'm Polymath Panda, and tonight I have a wonderful adventure for you. Deep in a valley where ferns grow tall as houses lived a boy named Billy. In his village, dinosaurs were neighbors, but they usually stayed in the deep woods. Billy loved excitement, but his days were spent weeding the garden. The sun was warm, and Billy wished for something big to happen. He looked at the quiet village and hatched a plan to get everyone's attention and make the day more exciting. Billy took a deep breath, climbed a mossy rock, and shouted, "Stegosaurus! There's a Stegosaurus in the cabbage patch!" Within seconds, the silence shattered. The baker dropped his rolling pin, and the blacksmith put down his hammer. Everyone came running with nets and whistles, their eyes wide with worry. They searched behind every leafy fern and under every giant toadstool, but there was no spiked tail to be seen. Billy suppressed a giggle as the breathless villagers looked around in total confusion, wondering where the dinosaur could have hidden. His plan for getting lots of attention was working perfectly. The mayor, a kind woman with a very tall hat, patted Billy's shoulder. "Thank you for being so alert, Billy. We must keep our cabbages safe." Billy felt a warm glow of pride, even though it was built on a fib. He loved being the center of attention. After the villagers went back to their chores, the garden felt quiet again. Billy missed the excitement. He thought to himself, "If they came running once, surely they will come running again." He waited just an hour before he scrambled back onto his rock to start his little game once more.
"Help! A Stegosaurus is eating the sunflowers!" Billy yelled, even louder. Once again, the villagers dropped everything. They rushed to the garden, tripping over their feet in their haste to help. They poked through the bushes and scanned the horizon, but the only thing moving was a tiny lizard sunning itself on a stone. The villagers looked at each other, scratching their heads. Billy pretended to be just as confused as they were. "It must have run away very fast," he claimed, trying to keep a straight face while everyone fussed over him. He felt very important and special.
The villagers began to whisper as they walked away. They were tired and had work to do. My little friends, this is where we talk about a very important word, authenticity. Can you say that with me? Authenticity. It means being real and true in what you say and do. When Billy told stories that weren't true, he was losing his authenticity. He thought he was being clever, but he was making it so people couldn't trust his word anymore. Without trust, even the loudest shout starts to sound like a tiny whisper to those who are listening to you. The next morning, Billy sat by the garden fence. He felt lonely because no one stopped to chat with him. Suddenly, the ground began to tremble. Thump, thump, thump. A shadow, larger than the village hall, stretched across the grass. Billy looked up, and his eyes nearly popped out of his head. It wasn't a medium-sized Stegosaurus. It was a massive, long-necked Brachiosaurus. Its head was high in the clouds, and it was heading straight for the mayor's garden, where her prize-winning blue-ribbon roses were blooming. This was not a joke. This was a real, giant dinosaur emergency right now. Billy scrambled to the village square. "Everyone, look! A Brachiosaurus is in the mayor's roses!" he screamed. He waved his arms, desperate to get their help. But the baker didn't stop kneading bread, and the blacksmith didn't look up from his anvil. They just sighed and shook their heads. "There goes Billy again," they muttered, "always trying to trick us." Billy felt a knot in his stomach. He was telling the truth now, but because he hadn't been authentic before, nobody believed him. The giant dinosaur leaned down and took a huge, crunchy bite of the roses. Brachiosaurus was as tall as a skyscraper. It didn't mean any harm, but its giant feet were flattening the mayor's fence. Billy realized that just shouting wasn't enough. He had to show them he was being serious. He ran to the mayor's window and knocked urgently. "Please, Mayor, I know I told stories before, and I am so sorry, but your roses are truly disappearing." The mayor looked out her window and gasped. There, right before her eyes, was a giant tail swishing through her garden. "Oh my goodness! Billy is actually telling the truth this time."
The mayor blew her silver whistle, and the villagers finally saw the massive guest in the garden. They didn't have a net big enough for a brachiosaurus. Billy had an idea. He grabbed a basket of sweet apples and began to lead the gentle giant away from the roses and back toward the forest. The dinosaur followed the treats happily. The villagers helped Billy guide the creature home. Billy realized that while the attention felt good for a moment, the feeling of actually helping his community was much better. He promised to always be truthful from now on.
By the time the sun set, the Brachiosaurus was safely back in the woods, and Billy had apologized to everyone. He learned that being authentic makes your voice powerful. When you speak the truth, people listen because they know your heart is in the right place. And that's tonight's campfire tale. Remember, honesty is the best policy if you want people to believe you. If you loved this story, ask your grown-up to visit storytimehero.ai, where families can create personalized storybooks made just for their kids. Until next time, friends, keep that imagination burning bright.